Believe it or not, 2 weeks from tomorrow is the fifth annual Alzheimer's Walk and 5K Run put on by the Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee. Mary Beth Fleury is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Mary Beth. Fifth year for this event, which, gosh, I was thinking, you know, maybe 2, maybe 3 years, but 5 years going strong. This really helps support a pretty important cause, doesn't it?
It does. This is our only fundraising event for the year for the Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee. And all of the monies that we raise stay right here in our community, and it helps to fund our respite care grant, caregiver education, resource referral, a lot of great things for our dementia caregivers.
So important. And to think that this group's only been together for 5 years, I mean, this has been a need for a lot more than 5 years, and it's meeting a need for a lot of families in our area, isn't it?
It is. We recognize the need of our caregivers throughout St. Clair County, that oftentimes when they get the diagnosis that their loved one has a form of dementia or Alzheimer's, they don't know where to turn to. Recognizing that, a group of health and human service providers came together, and local caregivers, and we pinpointed what areas we could best support those individuals living with dementia. So through that, we have developed the Alzheimer's Walk. As you stated, it's our fifth annual Alzheimer's Walk, and this year we are adding a 5K, and all of those proceeds, like I said, will stay in St. Clair County. They will fund the respite care grant. That is the first link for our dementia caregivers to say, we have funds available to help you access services so you can take a break from caregiving. Yeah. It's a 24/7 job. Wives, husbands, children, they find themselves, their role is changing significantly, and they are now 24/7 caring for their loved one in the home, and they need to take time for themselves to take care of themselves, pay the bills, go to the doctor. So these funds are so important to bridge that gap in care.
You call them caregivers, and of course that's the word, but they don't think of themselves, I think, a lot of times as caregivers. If you know, they're just they're the husband, the wife, the son or daughter, the person that is there to take care of their loved one. They don't label themselves. They just step up and do it, and pretty soon they do find themselves getting overwhelmed, don't they?
Very much so. So our group is able to provide them with a list of caregiving businesses, support, counseling services. Education is so important. We find that the caregivers, they don't know where to turn, and they're starting to live with and see behaviors from their loved one with dementia that they never in their wildest dreams thought that they would be in that position of having to deal with. And they're at a loss. So we're able to step in and say, here, we have support services right here in St. Clair County. Right. We are going to do whatever we can to help link you with the support services that you need. And it's so important that they become educated. So working with different dementia groups throughout the Thumb region, we bring in speakers and host those educational events. We need to empower our caregivers, and we believe doing that through education is the best way to start.
Absolutely. Want to let everybody know how they can participate in the fifth annual Alzheimer's Walk and 5K Run in 2 weeks. But for those people listening that say, that sounds like a great resource, I'd really like to get involved or at least find out how I could access some of these resources, what do they need to do?
Well, they can go to the Council on Aging and they can register there, or they can go online to runsignup.com/ALZ signup. Or they can register the day of the event.
So they can register the day of the event. There's a fee to participate, but you can also collect pledges as well, right?
Yes. So if you collect $100 in pledges, then we waive your registration fee. We encourage people to get a team together with their coworkers or at their church, their family, and come out and support this important event. We cannot do this without the support of our community members. We have a lot of great support from local businesses, and it's just so important. We can't do this without the help of those living in our community. And until you meet somebody that is walking this journey, taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia, you really have no idea what an impact it is on their lives. So every dollar raised will make a huge difference right here in St. Clair County.
It's on a Saturday instead of a Sunday this year. The previous run has been on a Sunday. This will be on Saturday, September 21st. And everybody is to meet at Kiefer Park, right?
Yes, Kiefer Park downtown. And the walk will start, or the run will start at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And the walk will follow. We will be going up through Pine Grove Park. The walkers will turn around there. And the 5K runners will continue up to the Blue Water Bridge, turn around, and we'll end back at Kiefer Park.
All right, fantastic. The Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee, 5th Annual Alzheimer's Walk and 5K Run, Saturday, September 21st. Mary Beth, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.